Atlanta told me as long as they're not paid, there's likely no end in sight to long lines at peak hours. For NPR News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow's up 80 points. The Nasdaq is down 100. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation. Inspired by the maxim that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. There is a Mozart German dance unlike any I think you have probably heard before here on Kansas Public Radio. A short little introduction I found that I just couldn't resist sharing. That's actually the Middle Eastern Turkish Percussion Ensemble. I hope you enjoyed it. I have got some really great music this hour, including music from Carmen. That was the spicy joke. I wonder if you can guess which dance it is. It sounds like a pepper, but it's not. I know, very cheesy. Something not cheesy coming up right now, Beethoven's Cello Sonata No. 5, which will be featured on an upcoming concert from the Mid-America Performing Arts Alliance. And we'll hear a little bit from Jesse Hefkens-Seekin, their director, in just a bit. So let's listen to Alfred Brendel on cello. Adrian Brendel on cello. Wow. And Alfred Brendel on piano. This is exciting. Two Brendels. Beethoven Cello Sonata No. 5 right now on KPR. Alfred Brendel on the piano and Adrian Brendel on the cello. I keep getting those two mixed up. Two Brendels for us here on KPR, Beethoven's Cello Sonata No. 5. Something that will be featured at a concert given by MAPPA this week. Jesse, here I go. Hefkens-Seekin is the official. Did I get it right?
Nailed it.
Yes. The executive director of MAPPA is here with us, and I'm really excited to have him here because he's going to tell us all about their season. They've got three more concerts this season, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
This first one I'm really excited about features a brilliant cellist. Actually, I now know I recognize the name. He won the Johansson competition.
Oh, yeah.
That Mike judged.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's great.
He's phenomenal.
Tell us about it.
You know, it's incredible. In my youth, I ended up playing chamber music with both his mother at KU.
Oh, wow.
And then his father later at Park University, pretty much right, you know, when they would conceive him. And so I watched Josh's career.
That
you know,
is so this, neat.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And like you said, these competitions, I was joking the other day, but was kind of like, this kid's like the next Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, no one's the humanitarian of Yo-Yo, but at the same token, like, this kid is so humble. He's a brilliant cellist, he's a brilliant musician, and he's like super cerebral. So it's really amazing to have him back on the concert. He's gonna come up to KC Friday night.
Okay.
And give a concert at the Benny Lee Concert Series.
Nice.
There, and really amazing program. Of course, our artistic director Tatiana Tessman, you know, world class pianist, is gonna play a very kind of traditional program, Schumann, Beethoven, in Brahms. So
nice.
It's gonna be really beautiful.
That's great. And so this is all under your nonprofit, which is MAPPA, right? Mid-America Performing Arts Alliance.
Yeah. We're just kind of, I guess, heading towards the end of our fourth season.
Oh, wow.
And so,
congrats.
Yeah, it's been a blessing and a whirlwind.
Yeah.
You know, we had this kind of merger and we're finishing that with the former Heartland Chamber Music. And we're kind of looking towards gearing up for our fifth year, which is going to be we call legacy year, of
right,
course.
Right, of course.
I've got some. I'll be happy to hopefully visit with you next year.
Absolutely.
About that. Got some really cool stuff happening there. But yeah, going to end this fourth season. We have Josh, who's going to, you know, kind of finish off the string side of what we
gotcha.
Do, and we're going to throw in a little organ, throw in a little opera. So
yeah,
it's, yeah, got a
that
lot of stuff
fun.
Coming.
I'm excited to talk about that. And
yeah,
I love part of your mission, you know, providing excellent music. You've got this inspiring strings project, and also an adult chamber chamber music workshop and youth orchestra festival. Lots of things coming up.
Yeah, that's the Inspiring Strings came out of a notion of we just wanted to be a nonprofit that was community building. Mm-hmm. And like, can we find something that actually moves the needle?
Right.
And we're like, they've taken out all the string music from all the elementary schools. Like, you know, when we were younger, like I was fourth, fifth grade.
Me too.
Yeah, I know. And so that we're trying to put that back. So I think we'll have three Title I schools we partner with in Lawrence in the fall.
Good.
And that's really nice. And
that's great.
Starting a partnership with Operation Breakthrough out in Kansas City, same thing. And so, that's been a really, really beautiful program. And of course the adult workshop, I think it'll be in its 12th year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's just a, you know, kind of a week where we get really enthusiastic adult mm-hmm. players
nice.
Who are like, hey, I don't really, you know, have a profession in music, but I love chamber music. Can we come together? So that's always fun. And then the youth festival brings about 100 kids together just to play some good orchestra rep. Hopefully they never, we're going to do a Gershwin American in Paris.
This year. That sounds so fun.
Yeah. Hopefully the kids haven't seen it yet, but you know, I try to make it engaging and fun for them. So
that's great. Now, if people want to, find out all about this, they can go to your website, right? Which is MAPPA.org. And I'm going to spell that www, of course. And then MAPPA, Mid-America Performing Arts Alliance, is MAPAA.org. And I take it you have all that information, not only about your upcoming concert. Is it this weekend already?
Wow,
March is flying by.
It's
and
insane.
You're maxed out for that one. Congratulations. But there are a couple more you've got coming up in Lawrence.
Yeah.
Which is super exciting. I know our listeners, tell us about a little bit about who our listeners know very well is playing the next Oregon concert.
Jan Krehbill
is amazing.
It's, you know, a Kansas City legend, always at the Coffin with the symphony. And I was joking, you know, she drives a Harley.
That's amazing.
And I was like, oh man, I hope to God.
I want to be her friend.
She drives it in. I get a picture with her on it. Like, that would be awesome. So she's just a world-class musician, a human.
She's a really nice person.
Incredible.
Which is great.
And just so humble and mm-hmm. wants to community build, which is beautiful for us too.
Yeah.
So
that is actually going to be featured on the organ, which you'll tell us a little bit more about. I want our listeners to hear. I am obsessed with the organ. I love this. This is about a 3.5-minute piece that we're going to listen to that you can actually hear at this upcoming concert we'll tell you about. This particular recording is Rachel Lauren. It's a movement, The Dialogue of the Mockingbirds. Can you imagine mockingbirds on an organ? It's from the Chicago Recital series of Isabel Demers. So let's take a quick listen, and then Jesse and I will talk to you a little bit more about the upcoming concerts on KPR. Oh, the organ is so great. Here on KPR, that was Rachel Lauren, The Dialogue of the Mockingbirds, music that you can hear and experience in person, vibrations, diverse voices. I am so happy to be joined right now by Jesse Henkin-Siefkin of MAPPA, the executive director. This concert, you know, folks, the organ is so great. When you go and you sit and the organ, it vibrates you, like your whole body. It's so exciting. I love it. And there's a whole concert with Jan Krehbill. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's so on April 16th, there'll be a 7 p.m. concert just featuring Jan.
Awesome.
And, you know, St. Lawrence itself is a extraordinarily beautiful, very reverent kind of, you know, facility. And you go in there and it's this dome full of wood.
Yeah,
and so
great.
The way that the organ functions and in any instrument in there, mm-hmm. honestly, it really, you become part of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's uh-huh. it's very immersive in that respect. And so, yeah, we actually, I had heard Jan up in Kansas City and I was like, we have to have you. Please mm-hmm. come. I mm-hmm. don't think she's never been on our organ before.
Oh, okay.
And so she was pretty excited about that when I was, you know, talking about the organ and whatnot. And it was one of the things where I said, hey, can you come? We'll do a partnership with MAPPA and St. Lawrence. Would you mm-hmm. consider giving a master class to some of our aspiring
nice.
Organists?
Oh, that's great.
So they're actually even 2:30 p.m. that day. It'll be an open master class for some of the KU and St. Lawrence
nice.
Organists and her. And we'll get to hear some of her, of course, inside and wisdom. And then she's put together a phenomenal program, and I was reading over her program notes and it's like, guys, you don't want to miss this one. She is a force to be reckoned with. It's going to be a beautiful evening.
Yeah, I see here, is she doing the Chaconne the violin version on organ, or is that a separate organ Chicago?
I assumed it was its own. I haven't checked that because it's BVV, yeah, the 117.
I should know.
I know, me too. Exactly in the same boat, but I think it's its own.
It's probably its own.
Because she's got, I think she's doing two back-to-back, the D and the G minor.
Yeah.
So they're probably shorter Chaconne.
Well, Chaconnes are epic.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in general. So I can't believe, I mean, I would love to hear that. That sounds fantastic. And is this, Here Comes the Sun?
Yes.
Is it actually what I think it is?
Yes, it is. she is notorious for, you know, she's got all those Grammy nominations.
Right.
There's a reason. Programming is just out of this world. And so, yeah, it's going to be a fun little kind of end of, you know, finale. And she's got some other really kind of, I know Libby Larson's on there. She's mm-hmm. got the Mateus Michaels on there. So there's some things that she's going to kind of, I think, really impress the crowd with.
That sounds like something not to miss.
Yeah.
And it's also the day after tax day, so it will be really relaxing. A way to decompress,
absolutely.
I would say. Jan Krabel on organ, Thursday, April 16th at 2026 at 7 p.m. St. Lawrence Catholic Campus Center. What I love is the educational portion of MAPA that you're bringing to it, too. The fact that you're getting her, she's doing a master class. That's fantastic.
Yeah, this is very much part of the mission when we bring in these big artists. We ask them to give back, you know, help bring the younger generation up. So very, very important. I would add too, this is a free concert.
Oh.
All of our programming, we keep free just to, you know, break any barrier that may be there if people want to come and feel like they can or they can't afford it. No tickets required. Just walk in and enjoy.
That sounds magical. What also sounds magical, our listeners here love Carmen, especially the famous Habanera. And it sounds like our Lawrence fans and anyone else around have a chance to also maybe hear that in person. Yeah,
season finale.
Okay, tell us about that.
Super exciting. we had always had this sort of opera kind of gala for our finale. That was kind of the staple. We wanted to keep that. And I was like, okay, it's time to take it to the next level. Let's sit down and do an opera.
Yeah.
You know, we've just kind of done highlights to this point and so art songs and lead and whatnot. But we've got a phenomenal orchestra coming in. I'm gonna conduct. And four incredible soloists, Lauren Augey, soprano, Haley Schumacher is going to be our Carmen.
Okay.
Ugo Vera, who was at KU for many years, did lots of stuff at the Met, out in LA now.
Oh, great.
And then Daryl Johnson will be our Toreador.
Nice.
He will, I think he's up in Seattle doing incredible things up there. So all-star cast, great orchestra, just going to be like a night of the greatest hits of Carmen.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. So this is Friday. Obviously, it's 2026. I don't need to be... Well, actually, some people might not know what year we're in. Friday, April 24th and Saturday, April 25th. So you've got like an evening and an afternoon.
Exactly.
Great.
A part of our audience just doesn't like to get out at night.
Right.
And so I thought, let's definitely put the matinee in there, help them, you know, meet them where they're at. And of course, they're going to love, love this. Jackie Bogner, she's on our board. She does a lot with the opera stuff here in town over the summer with Ugo and whatnot. So we wanted to make sure that this was accessible for those. And then I think the Friday night, we're really pushing towards the kids.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We've had a partnership with the Kansas City Lyric Opera the last 2 years, and they brought, these kid operas, Maya and the Magic Ring, The Haberdasher Prince. Those. So we partner with Lawrence Art Center there and had a blast. And then so we're like, let's just do this as a MAPA opera. And so that's where it all came from. We got to shout out the Douglas County Community Foundation. They are actually sponsoring this event.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, that we are just so grateful for their support and wanted to make sure to give them, you know, their quick shout out there too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So this particular, these two, 7:30 p.m. on the Friday, 2 p.m. on the Saturday. This is at the Lawrence Arts Center, which is on New Hampshire Street.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay. And if people want to find out more information, they can go to your website, www.mapa.org for Mid-America Performing Arts Alliance. I've actually got a little Carmen coming up to close out our interview for folks so they can get a taste of it, and even the Habanera. Is there anything else you would like to share with our audience? It's been so great having you here.
Well, I want to say thank you.
Yeah.
Again, it was, I want to give you the congratulations on being here.
Thank you. It's fun. fun.
Rachel Hunter and Courtney Lay very well. And it's awesome that, you know, we've been friends, and it's been really great to hear that you took this over. So
thank
just
you.
Want to say thank you so much for having us. Thanks for plugging MAPPA.
Of course.
You know, we appreciate that, and just doing a phenomenal job. Thanks for everything.
Absolutely. Yes. And I'm happy to plug MAPPA. Everyone needs to get out and support live music. As I always say,
absolutely.
You know, it's fun to play music on the radio, but there's nothing like live music. And Lawrence is very lucky to have you and Tatiana, your wife, a brilliant pianist, to supporting the whole community with all of this super duper music. Folks, get out there and listen to the music. I will remind you where the concerts are again after we listen to Carmen, Suite Number One, maybe one you're not so used to, here on KPR. Carmen, Suite Number One, here on KPR by Bizet, Claudio Abbado, and the London Symphony Orchestra. Something that you can hear in person in April, just check out www.mappa.org. That's MAPAA, Mid-America Performing Arts Alliance. It was such a treat to be joined by Jesse and have him tell us all about the music. I know, my dearest listeners, you love that habanera. It's actually from the second suite, and we're going to hear it in just a moment. I'd like to thank some of our great sponsors here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Cake, June 27th at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Cake at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 27th. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information is at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Oh, and this one's my favorite. Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? Well, give it to me. Just kidding. Give it to KPR. The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Call 877-308-2408 or just visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick it up for you. And the proceeds actually benefit KPR. They keep all of this great music on the air. Now, as promised, the habanera from Carmen. I've got an interesting little recording here for you. It's by the London Brass. Enjoy on KPR. That's a fun version there. Here on KPR, the habanera from Carmen by Bizet and the London Brass. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. I've got some Mozart and Haydn coming up next hour, so I thought a palate, I wouldn't say cleanser because I love Bizet, but to get us ready for more classical music, how about a little Bach? On the harpsichord of all things, now on KPR. Bach's Minuets 1 and 2, of course, from the Anna Magdalena Notebooks. Igor Kipnis there on the harpsichord. I am Destiny. That definitely is going to get us ready for some Mozart and Haydn next hour, including a favorite of many of you, the Sinfonia Concertante for violin and viola. Yes, indeed. An early Haydn symphony and a dramatic overture to open the hour. Don't go anywhere. This is KPR.
Farmers have tended to support President Trump politically, but his tariffs, immigration policies, and war in Iran are hurting their bottom lines.
They're choking us. We are getting choked out here. This is not going to end well.
Is it painful enough to move this loyal voting bloc away from Trump? That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays, beginning at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. By making a planned gift, you can support Kansas Public Radio for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. It's about 56 degrees today, so warm and sunny. A gorgeous day out there. I hope you're enjoying listening to some music with me here on Kansas Public Radio. NPR News up next, and then Mozart.
Workers were not as productive in the fourth quarter as initially reported. Productivity rose at an annual rate of 1.8% during October, November, and December.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab. Offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Lucia Sia Overture here on KPR, Hans Vonk and the Staatskapelle Dresden. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. It's our last hour together, but don't you worry. Jeff Watson is in, and I know he's got some great music planned for you this afternoon. It's sunny and gorgeous out, and I'm just inspired to play more Mozart. So I will, at the bottom of the hour, a famous duet, shall we say, for violin and viola. Right now, a happy little Haydn symphony. Sometimes I like to search through our library and find a composer who has written several symphonies, and we haven't maybe heard one on a while. And I also can't even talk today. It's the weather. The weather has me just wanting to run outside and play in the forest, like the birds and the bees and the deer and the antelope. Symphony number 10. It has not been played on KPR in a while, so we are going to listen to it right now. It's one of his shorter symphonies indeed. It's about 12 minutes. This recording is with Adrian Shepherd, conducting Cantilena Orchestra, now on KPR. Well, that was not Haydn here on Kansas Public Radio. That was the Mozart that I had promised you would be at the bottom of the hour, the Sinfonia Concertante for violin and viola. Midori on violin and Nobuko Imiai on viola. You see, the file names are actually just numbers, and they're very similar. So that's what you would call a radio host fail. My brain hurts. That's all right, though. It's good music. We do get to hear that Haydn symphony now, though, however, which I think is great. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, supporting the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu, and Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly. Open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more info at hedgeapple.com. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. And now for a Haydn symphony, one of his shorter ones that hasn't been played in a while here on KPR, Adrian Shepherd and Cantilena, Symphony No. 10 on KPR. A delightful, short and sweet Haydn symphony, Symphony No. 10, here on KPR, Adrian Shepherd and Cantilena. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. There is more music next hour. Indeed, there is. For this afternoon's listening, a lovely English. Wow. Boy, it's been quite a day. A lovely English suite from composer Paul Lewis, not to mention a stunning violin concerto from French composer Charles-Marie Vidor. You know, I think I maybe heard that once in my life. That sounds really interesting. I will be listening. That is from 12 to 3 with Jeff Watson. All right, folks, it has been fun being here with you this morning. It's about 62 degrees outside. The weather is lovely. Thanks to all of you for listening. This is indeed Kansas Public Radio.
Farmers have tended to support President Trump politically, but his tariffs, immigration policies, and war in Iran are hurting their bottom lines.
They're choking us. We are getting choked out here. This is not going to end well.
Is it painful enough to move this loyal voting bloc away from Trump? That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news here on KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. And Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a Good Friday service of Darkness Before the Dawn of Easter. All are welcome. That's April 3rd at 7 p.m., 1245 New Hampshire Street in Lawrence. More at tlclawrence.org. Thanks for being here, folks. Jeff Watson's in, like I said before, with some great music for you. The news is up first. It is 12:01. This is KPR.
Austin 260. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
Corey, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the LEAD Center and KU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, Saturday, April 11th, 10:30 a.m. Details at powwow.ku.edu. That's from composer Manuel de Falla in the Spanish Dance from La Vida Breve. New York Philharmonic, conductor Leonard Bernstein here on Kansas Public Radio, helping get things started in our noon hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining me. I think you'll enjoy what we've got planned for you coming up. We've got fantasy pieces, about three of them, for cello and piano from a Danish composer by the name of Hilda Sehested. Then later still, we've got the Scottish National Orchestra and some music, a wonderful concerto from a French composer primarily known for being an organ composer, but he wrote for other instruments as well, the violin concerto of the great Charles-Marie Vidor, all ahead on KPR. The Northern Symphonia of England, led by David Lloyd-Jones, I've got something now from a 20th century English composer by the name of Paul Lewis. This is his English Suite on Kansas Public Radio. An English Suite, music from English composer Paul Lewis, played by the Northern Symphony of England, led by David Lloyd-Jones, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:21 now, still to come. Here's a violin concerto by French composer Charles-Marie Vidor with the Scottish National Orchestra. That's in just about 10 minutes from now, here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities in downtown Lawrence. Picture schedules and registration available at yogacenterofLawrence.org. And KU's Natural History Museum, hosting the 5th Annual Celebration of Women in Science, featuring hands-on experiments with scientists, Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. Here at the KU campus, 61 degrees. Today, we'll have a high of around 68. Sky's partly sunny. A low of 49 tonight, and tomorrow sunny with highs in the mid-80s. A little music next for cello and piano. We've got work from a Danish composer born in 1858 by the name of Hilda Sehested. These are her three fantasy pieces from 1891, cellist Morten Zuthen and Amelie Malling at piano on KPR. The cellist Morten Zuthen with pianist Amelie Malling together with three fantasy pieces from Danish composer Hilda Sehested here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:33 now. Coming up at the top of the hour, NPR News, more classical music to follow. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. We know that KPR listeners are always looking for ways to stretch their dollars, and we've got a great way for you to make your KPR contribution go much farther. Our spring membership drive is going to get underway on Friday morning, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar during the Power Breakfast. Double the value of your KPR pledge. The Power Breakfast is on Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on KPR. Next, we've got a wonderful concerto for you. Music from a 19th century French composer by the name of Charles-Marie Vidor, who was known primarily as an organist and composer for that instrument. He had 10 great organ symphonies and at the Paris Conservatory took over the job of organ professor from César Franck. He didn't just write for organ, though. We're going to listen to his 1877 violin concerto next. Violinist Sergei Levitin with the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Martin Yates, the Vidor Violin Concerto for you next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1877, the Violin Concerto of French organist and composer Charles-Marie Vidor, violinist Sergei Levitin and the Scottish National Orchestra, led by conductor Martin Yates, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. now, and about time for NPR News and more classical music in the next hour. Things will begin with a lovely procession by composer Leo Delibes, and we've also got Mozart, a wonderful piano concerto, the 17th that he wrote. That's coming up on KPR, and much more classical music till 3 p.m. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. It is about 61 degrees here on the KU campus, and it's warming up to about 68, partly sunny skies. Partly cloudy this evening, a low of about 49, and it's going to be sunny and a much warmer day for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 86. Doesn't look like there's any rain in the forecast until about Thursday, when we have a slight chance of some afternoon showers and a much better chance of showers for Thursday night. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.